violent attacks between Israelis and Palestinians are on the rise. Much of the tension centers on one of the most sensitive issues in that long conflict, control of the hilltop in Jerusalem that is holy to both Jews and Muslims. As NPR's Emily Harris reports, many Israeli Jews are now debating whether they should set foot at all on the site they call the Temple Mount.
Tamir Mizrachi stands just outside a tall stone archway in Jerusalem's Old City. This is one entry to the hilltop courtyard holy to Jews because their ancient temple stood there, and to Muslims as a place from where their prophet Muhammad briefly rose to heaven. Mizrachi just finished his weekly stroll inside the compound.
This is the place that you can feel the most close to God. I like to feel close to God, so I like to come here.
Israeli policy forbids Jews from praying on the Temple Mount, but they are allowed to visit, including in large groups, at the same time tourists are let in.
All the Jewish people wants to be here. All the Jewish religious people wants to be here.
Not all, at least not right now. A few turns down the Old City's narrow alleys, Jewish families celebrating bar mitzvahs parade across an open plaza. Here, huge ancient stones form the western wall, one retaining wall of the Temple Mount site above. 23-year-old Emmanuel Benitzak is rushing to the wall to pray. He comes here daily, but he never goes up to the Temple Mount.
The rabbis say that it's not good go up there. It's not our time right now.
Time in terms of centuries or more. No one is pure enough, he says.
Nothing politically or anything religious-wise, that we shouldn't be there right now until, until Messiah comes. Because it's like nobody's land, basically. That part is like God's land. That's what it is, basically.
Israel captured the Temple Mount and Jerusalem in the 1967 war. Since then, the holy site has been administered by a Muslim organization, but Israeli police control access. In recent weeks, right-wing politicians have visited with the usual police escort for Jews to prevent confrontations with Muslims. Shuli Moalem Rafaeli, a member of parliament with the right-wing Jewish Home Party, says Palestinians have thrown rocks at her when she has visited.
I want to see the status quo changed so Jews can pray there. There's a systematic attempt by the Arabs to try to break the tie between Israel and the Temple Mount.
But one of Israel's chief rabbis and the defense minister both recently warned that these high-profile visits by Jewish Israelis to the Temple Mount can provoke violence because Palestinians view the visits as a prelude to a takeover. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has repeatedly said he has no intention of changing the current rules limiting Jewish access.
Netanyahu is under tremendous pressure.
Reuven Hazan teaches political science at Hebrew University. He says the Jewish Home Party in particular is hoping pressure on Netanyahu will lead to early elections that could increase right-wing power.
Beating the drums of the Temple Mount is something that rallies the troops on the more hard right, and that means that they'll keep doing it because it serves their political interests.
Meanwhile, back at the Western Wall Plaza, some Jewish visitors didn't know they were permitted to visit the Temple Mount at all. Others said they'd like to go, but were too afraid of how Muslims might react to try. Emily Harris, NPR News, Jerusalem.
A recent article on the origins of Mormon polygamy is drawing widespread notice because it was posted on the official website of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Historians and others in the Mormon community have welcomed the article as a sign the church is becoming more open about its own history. From member station KUER in Salt Lake City, Dan Bomas reports.
Brigham Young publicly acknowledged what Mormons call plural marriage after the church became established in Utah in 1852. But the article posted last month on LDS.org says the practice of polygamy originated with its founding prophet, Joseph Smith. Mormon historian Todd Compton, who has written a book on Joseph Smith's polygamy, says there's good evidence Smith married at least 33 women by the time he was murdered by a mob in 1844. Other scholars put the number as high as 40 or 50. Compton says some of them were already married to other men.
That was a really remarkable fact when I started researching and documenting these marriages. These women continued to live with their first husbands, who they were civilly married to.
Several of Smith's wives were teenagers when they were married or sealed to him for eternity, as the Mormon practice is called. One and possibly two were just 14 years old. The church article says not every marriage involved a sexual relationship. Compton calls the article a good first step in what appears to be a new openness by the church to controversial topics in its own history.
It's great that people who have brought up Joseph Smith's polygamy in the past and mentioned it to conservative family members, and the family members have just said, oh, no, that didn't happen. It's all the work of anti-Mormons. They can now point to these articles and say, no, it occurred.
The church officially discontinued the practice of polygamy in 1890, though another article on the church website acknowledges that it continued as something of an open secret for some time after that. Today, Mormons who affiliate with offshoot groups that still practice polygamy risk excommunication. Some Mormons argue the doctrine of polygamy, Smith avowed, is still part of Latter-day Saint teaching. Feminist Mormon activist April Young Bennett points out that men who are widowed or divorced can still be sealed in Mormon temples to a second or a third wife, something critics call spiritual polygamy. Women don't have the same privilege.
This is a theological problem that needs to be resolved at the highest levels of church governance. And I really don't think it will be resolved until women are part of that highest level of church governance.
Bennett is a leader of the group Ordain Women, which has been urging church leaders to consider allowing women to receive the LDS priesthood. The website Mormon Women Stand is more traditional and supportive of church leadership. Jalaire Richardson is a blogger on the site. She says her faith in Joseph Smith is broader than just one controversial topic.
I don't know of any other woman personally who's ever been asked to be okay or be at peace with polygamy, because it's a hard thing. But personally, when I've prayed about Joseph Smith, that's how I feel I got my answer.
The church's public relations department declined an interview for this story, but it did issue a statement this week pointing out that the material in the articles on polygamy has been available from other published sources for a long time. It says the new articles are meant to be a resource for members and to counter misinformation about Mormon beliefs and practices. For NPR News, I'm Dan Bomas in Salt Lake City.
Now, to some of the people who put themselves in the middle of the battle for the Jerusalem hilltop known to Muslims as the Noble Sanctuary and to Jews as the Temple Mount. They are Palestinians who call themselves defenders of that contested religious turf. As NPR's Emily Harris reports, their first response to Jews who visit the sacred site is to shout out calls to God.
The grand golden dome of the rock dominates the broad plaza Muslims call the Noble Sanctuary and Jews call the Temple Mount. The smaller gray dome of the more holy Al-Aqsa Mosque sits modestly at one end. Muslim boys sometimes play soccer under the olive trees. In other shady spots, groups of Muslim men and women read the Quran or talk. Israeli police in riot gear are on duty during visiting hours for non-Muslims. One day this week, all was quiet until a man wearing a Jewish skullcap arrived. As soon as they saw him, many of the Muslim men and women called out Allahu Akbar, Arabic for God is great. Some of these people call themselves Murabitun, defenders of the mosque. Zaina Amer has been coming here daily for more than a decade.
Our purpose is to educate, not to create chaos, but when we are provoked, we call attention to wrongdoing. The Jewish people who claim to come here as tourists really want to take over. When we call out Allahu Akbar, we are rejecting their presence here.
Things can quickly escalate. Muslims say they have been hit by Israeli forces, hurt by sound bombs, arrested and banned from entering. A video one woman defender posted on YouTube shows police chasing and surrounding her after she got right up close to a Jewish visitor calling out Allahu Akbar.
Today, in order to disrupt,
Mickey Rosenfeld is spokesman for the Israeli police.
As far as I know, we're talking about groups that get organized, walk around the Temple Mount and try and disrupt the visits by either shouting or screaming. And there have even been cases where women have thrown stones at individuals and VIPs that have been walking on the Temple Mount.
The Marabatun gained attention during the recent weeks of heightened unrest in Jerusalem, much of which has been over this contested holy site. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said they should be outlawed. Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas proclaimed, "We are all Marabatun." He accused Netanyahu of fanning the flames of a religious war. This week, Elham Ibrahim waited 2 hours with a group of women before police would let them in.
I come as much as I could, you know. I send my son off to school, and then I come here, you know. It's like I said, it's like when I don't come here, I miss, like something is real missing.
She takes religious classes at the mosque and adds to the Muslim presence during tourist hours. But she doesn't yell at visiting Jews, she says.
Because they have video cameras. And they're taking video, they're taking cameras, they're taking videos of whoever is saying Allahu Akbar. As a person, as my, you know, for myself, I have a family with kids, you know, and it's, I wouldn't want to be taken. I wouldn't want to be arrested.
Jews debate whether they should visit the site. Many believe it is too sacred to set foot on. Others say it's too sensitive politically. Israel bans Jewish prayer at the site, a policy that more than a third of Jewish Israelis want lifted, according to a recent poll. Muslim Akram Shurafa says Jews who want to pray there are intruders. He does not believe their motivations are solely spiritual.
We don't consider this aggression religious. We see it as aggression from extreme Jews who want to claim the sanctuary and take it for their own. This is explosive.
Both Israel and Jordan, the official custodian of the site, have promised to take concrete measures to calm tensions. Israel is also considering measures like adding electronic security to the gates that Muslims enter. That is unlikely to please at least some of those who consider themselves the mosque's defenders. Emily Harris, NPR News, Jerusalem.